Hey guys, this is Kirk calling from Alva in Northwest Oklahoma. And as many others express, I really enjoy listening to your show and look forward to the new episode. And it's pretty handy to be able to just download it to my iPhone and listen to it whenever I want to. I've been going to call in for months now. I have a lot of questions, but for now I'll just ask one and save the others for later. I have a 1956 Overlander that I bought with the interior removed, and they had removed the floor. It still has the belly pan on it, and I guess they just removed the plywood and then pried it out from between the channel and the frame rails. And I want to drill the rivets out, lift the body up, the shell up, and make a new floor for it. And then after the floor is installed, I'd like to put the belly pan on with the trailer upside down. But my question is, where that old floor is not there for a pattern, what would you recommend, or how's the best way for me to make a floor or make a pattern? The bolts are still going through the C channel, the aluminum channel, down through the frame rails. And what I've envisioned is removing the belly pan, and then in most cases I probably wouldn't brace the shell too much, just lift it up. But where movement is important, I'd probably do some bracing. And from that point, I'm kind of confused as to how the best way for me to make a template or a pattern is to get the right shape. Did the plywood come out to the far ends of the frame rails and that types of things? I've never seen an Airstream at this stage, so I'm not sure how that all comes together. Maybe you can help me a little bit with that. Thanks.
All right, Kirk, thanks for phoning that in. So sound like he got a Overlander with his floor already missing. And although they helped save him some work of yanking it out, they might have cost him an easy way to come up with a template, huh?
Yep. Well, it's just as hard either way.
Yeah.
I go through this all the time, whether the floor's there or not. It's because this is the what I do is I make a template of the inside of the C channel, and then I know to add on an inch and a half onto that, and that's the outside of what my actual curve should be. So whether the floor's there or not, I start with a template on the to draw up that whole inner curve right off the C channel. And then you just have to add on whatever the width of your C channel plus the distance is there. It's about an inch and a half.
Okay.
What's also important, though, is getting the width of the trailer correct.
Right.
Because I have had several trailers come in that had very poorly executed floor replacements, and the trailer was actually a different width than when it came from the factory, which doesn't bode well for the length of the trailer either, because that metal has to go somewhere. But that's how I approach it. The floor should overhang the end of the outriggers. These outriggers, oftentimes they vary in length, but you should be able to sort of sight down them. But this should overhang most of them by about a quarter of an inch. I make templates typically off good floors or relatively good floors. When we pull sections out where like one corner is missing or something, for replacing the whole floor, we'll duplicate. If you've got one good corner, you can flip-flop it over to do the other arc. But the critical thing is getting your width right.
Yeah, I noticed when I was doing repairs on my Ambassador the last 4 feet or so that putting in those pieces, that last bit of floor, the walls, they really move.